You've heard from me and B for an hour. First hour goes fast. Now it's your turn. Plus, we got to check in with the Aquarium Boys, what they saw, what they think. Jeff is vacillating between making sense and being nuts. So kind of standard, honestly.
That's every day.
Yeah. Where I'd like to start, though, it is a Victory Monday, and we do need that Ric Flair. Let's go to Jupe. Jupe, what up, buddy?
Yes, sir. Let's all hit the Ric Flair. Woo! Hey, listen, man. The thrasher we gave the Panthers yesterday, I could have sworn James Thrash retired. Jesus Christ, they needed some milk. Hey, I'm going to say this after that win yesterday. This is a point where us fans have to have that confidence. No more being concerned about going against, I'm going to say, at least for trash teams. We've shown that we can put these trash teams away. That makes us a good team right now. We can string some wins together against some good, great, slash great teams. Then I'll put us, that will put us in that great tier. Just have that confidence, you know, count our blessings where I can. Jay Hemingway Daniels, it sucks that we lost him, but, you know, it looked like it's not too severe. Wait to hear what happens. Hopefully it's not a lingering issue for the remainder of the year. But, man, let's keep this thing rolling, fellas. That's all I got for y'all.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Jupe. I think he's on to a lot there. I love the Ric Flair, we don't know what's going to happen. It's entirely possible he plays on Sunday, and This is all nothing. It's entirely possible DQ comes out this afternoon and says, yo, he's good to go. Chill. But if he misses a game or two, it's not that big of a deal. And I think we've got to keep – like, what I don't want to happen, and B, I feel like I can see this happening. Jaden misses a game or two, and people are like, oh, you got to reevaluate how he plays. You got to reevaluate how he runs. Like, no, you don't.
No. That's something I don't think we need to be addressing.
Lamar missed the back end of two seasons and then won an MVP. Do you want to reevaluate how he played? Like,
no.
You got to chill a little bit. There's a fella named Moose in Falls Church. Hello, Moose.
What up, Moose?
How do you do?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, dude. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was an ultimate team effort. They played four quarters. I got to split it between the offense and the defense. And also you got to give credit to the special teams. Got a great kicker. So I'd say 40-40 offense, defense, and then 20% special teams. Tip our hat off to Marcus Mariota. He came in like the veteran he is.
Yep.
You know, people forget this guy was a Heisman Trophy winner. I don't think he was playing with the right teams at the time, the right system. So he's capable of doing what is asked of. At this point, he showed it. He played a great game. The defense, I think, had the best game of the year.
Defense definitely had the best game of the year. And
oh yeah,
to that point,
I love the fact that those guys that played with the Panthers, they really brought their A game against their former club.
Well, to your point, also Moose,
yes.
I want to let you finish. You good?
Yeah, and I was just going to say, let's continue. If Jaden plays great, let's not rush it. Rib injuries can be, you know, somewhat lingering, depending on how severe it was. I'm hoping it's just bruised, nothing's broken. And let's not rush him back into it against Chicago. It's not the playoffs yet. So,
yeah. Very, very good, smart call, Moose.
I think it was.
Appreciate you, buddy.
I think what he said about Mariota wasn't in the right places, and he's in the right place now, and Brian Johnson was in Philly with him. He knew what he was capable of. Landfield's friend in Minnesota. They didn't win yesterday. But the dude is playing way better than he ever played in his life.
Darnold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Landfield's favorite.
That's why the Landfield's friend.
So to your point, if a quarterback finds the right
right spot, bro. If you get in the right area and they work you in the proper way and they give you the right stuff to do, you can be good. But a lot of times they throw people in terrible situations and expect them to be great. Doesn't happen.
I think you could be totally right. I think Cliff runs some elements going back to that Oregon offense for Mariota, where he was absolutely dominant.
Mm-hmm.
I think the offense they're running, David Blau, Tavita Pritchard, Brian Johnson, Cliff, all these guys, heavy involvement. is so quarterback friendly, and when you can run the ball like Washington is, everything's quarterback friendly.
You run the ball like they run it, everything's friendly, and no matter what type of offense you run it, if you can run it.
I mean, they ran for 214 yards yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And about 50 of that was one run from Jaden. But even if you want to back that out, you're still talking about buck 60.
Yeah.
The coming into this game, the Carolina defense was god-awful, okay? They were last in points allowed, second to last in yards allowed. Offensively, though, since Dalton had taken over, they moved the ball relatively well.
Yeah.
And even on that first drive, until Fowler got the pick six, they moved the ball down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of thought that would be the version of events we saw, and it wasn't. I think defensively they were really good. So
that running game was non-existent until late in the game.
But what's so crazy is it shows you the impact a big play can make. Carolina gets a kickoff. 8 plays, 61 yards. They picked up 3 first downs on that drive, and they were down to the Washington 25. And they started at their own 14. If you remember, their kick returner made a terrible decision. Fowler gets to pick 6. The place goes bananas. Nobody's worried about it, right? They didn't have another drive. The next drive was a 3-and-out. The next drive after that was a 2-and-out. Emmanuel Forbes grabbed the interception. Then they had another 3-and-out. A little bit of a drive before halftime where they went for it on 4th down, didn't get it. Another punt, and then the end of the half. Like, the Commanders' defense for a team, I don't want to act like the Panthers are world beaters. They're awful. But Carolina this year had scored at least 20 in 3 of their last 4 games.
They didn't do it here.
No. They didn't. The defense always talks about how holding a team under 100 rush yards is their goal. They accomplished that yesterday. They were plus 2 in the turnover margin. Defensively,
they did things you got to do. They ran it, they stopped the run, and they won the turnover battle. You win games like that.
Yeah. I called in with Doc last night, and I mean this seriously. There is a multiple businesses. There are real businesses in the United States of America with the design of telling you how complicated football is and that the only way you can possibly understand it is by subscribing to this website or paying for this premium content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a real business model for multiple businesses in this country.
I think they're lying.
They're not lying because you can look at things a million different ways, right?
Yeah.
But there is also nothing wrong was saying, run the ball, stop the run, win the turnover battle, and you win the game.
No, that's the only thing.
You could sit.
That's the only thing you need to do. Run the ball, stop the run, and win the turnover battle, you're going to win most games, I promise you.
As complicated as you want to make everything analytically, looking at passing charts, looking at your heat zones, considering where a hot receiver is and how that changes, if the safety switch, like, there's a million things you can consider. Run the ball, stop the run.
You win game.
You're going to be in pretty good shape.
Damn straight.
Landini, how you feeling about yesterday's game? How you feeling about Jaden? How you feeling about the peach pie?
I didn't have any peach pie because it seemed very messy. it sucks that Jaden left that game, but it doesn't appear that the injury is too bad, so I'm not overly concerned. Going into that game yesterday, I expected an ass kicking. I expected it all week. I wasn't surprised at all about how that went down. Well, I mean, I guess the only thing that did surprise me was the fact that the team honestly looked fantastic with Mariota in there. I thought it was great all around. I mean, everything was amazing, except of course for the Jaden injury. But again, it doesn't appear like that's too terrible.
If Jaden misses 2 games, How big of a heartache is that? Like, how do you think people will respond? How do you think they should respond?
It would suck if he missed 2 games, particularly because the upcoming game is the Bears, and I'm tired of the Bears fans feeling that they need to trash Jaden just because they're upset that he's clearly better than Caleb Williams. So I would like him to go out there and kick their asses, but to be honest with you, in the grand scheme of things, if he misses a couple of games, it's not the end of the world.
Agreed. I'm almost scared to do it. Jeff's got his Skins helmet back on. Jeff, how are you feeling? I saw you. I physically saw you wearing a wife beater and a yellow ball cap. You looked like you were enjoying yourself yesterday.
I was, JP. I DJed a tailgate like right before the game. So I was hammered going into the game.
Oh, really?
I got that vibe just looking at you.
Then
I also, to your credit or to his disc, I also saw Stallion before the game. He also was hammered. So all the boys were at the stadium getting after it.
Yeah, dude. And like I had on this sweater. It was a Redskins sweater of a tick, you know, the ticket with the championship game. I was like, I gotta wear this because, you know, the thing for Daryl Green. But dude, it was cold when I got outside and it just heat up during the day. So that's why I was in the tank top. I had the sweater around my neck. It was a great team win yesterday. And when I mean team, it was great for even the fans. The fans were in it. They were cheering on third downs, you know. Dude, it was the overall vibe. And then, dude, I think this is probably the first game I've been to when they was having, like, a tribute or something, and the team actually won. So, like...
I said that yesterday.
Dude, for Daryl Green to give that heartfelt speech at halftime while we're kicking their butt, and you know how usually with Washington games, we either super hot in the first half and we kind of burn out in the second half. This game was dominated from start to finish. I was listening to Doc and Linnell yesterday. Doc said it. They're coming out now and putting their foot on the necks of teams that we should be beating. And it feels good. Now, the Jaden thing. Now, when Jaden first, like, had his limp coming up, when he was limping, I'm looking at him like, oh, my gosh. And you could just feel, like, you can feel the energy in the stadium. Like, it was like a combative energy, I would say. You could feel some people were, like, you could feel everyone's morale, like, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with Jaden? But they're still cheering the team on that's on the field. But you could feel it. If he missed one or two games, I don't think it's a big issue. If this is something, I would rather him miss the two games and we get him back fully healthy than rushing him back out there, you know? Because we've seen, and I'm not even going to bring up that person who so-called started this. I'm not going to bring it up. But we've seen.
What a joke.
We've seen so many people, so many players get rushed back from injury early and they don't have to and something bad happened. Nah, let's trust our trainers. Let's trust, you know, what's going on. Let's trust the process, and let's get back to it. We're going to come back, and we're going to beat the Bears, whether we play, even though I want Jaden to play, because same thing with Landini. I'm tired of Bears fans.
Now he's on that syndrome, B. Calling the Bears win on Monday of the week.
Yeah, all optimism. Right,
I appreciate optimism.
That's a real fan.
It's
a fanatical fan.
Real something. I do want to say this because you brought up the Daryl Green stuff and how good things rarely happen on days they do these tributes. I've been there for all the tributes lately. And unfortunately, almost all of the tributes have fallen flat in some way. Yeah. Whether it is just a simple mess up, a complicated mess up, a statue that is not a statue,
yeah.
A photo with porta potties behind it. I mean, I love London. It's a friend of the program. They misspelled his freaking name on the Ring of Fame. Like, they just botched something.
Listen, man,
all the time.
People try to do big things without paying attention to the little things. It doesn't work like that. If you don't pay attention to the little things, you'll make some big-ass mistakes. And we saw a mistake after mistake after mistake. These people really, they take their time on stuff, and they make it right.
Dude, yesterday really went right, and it went right.
The whole weekend, to be honest with you.
Totally.
I was at stuff starting Friday.
How much stuff were you doing this weekend?
Man, look, I was at right down the street at this place. I think it's Zouv, right there by the little, what's that, the Pendry Hotel, which is right there on the wharf?
Yeah.
Right there. I was, they had stuff over in the Alexandrian. They had stuff at the Top Golf. You know, everything at the Lion Hotel the other night, everything was first class, man. You know, it was cool. I was thoroughly impressed.
I've seen enough BS to be telling you the truth.
You've seen it there. I will never forget the feeling in that, not to call it a room, but that area of the stadium when they unveiled the Sean Taylor installation. And it was like, it was just this.
Everybody, they like you say, oh, they were speechless. They were.
Right.
Because they know if they said something, they were going to probably say the absolute worst thing they could possibly say.
And the feeling yesterday was just so different. And Daryl's such a passionate guy. And he said there was never any beef with the organization, but he wasn't a part of the organization. There's a reason he's back now. There's a reason why a guy like John Riggins, I think, will come back around. And you could feel it. It's palpable. And if I don't know that that makes them a Super Bowl winner now, right? But they have changed. They have altered the path of the organization for the better. And that's really all you can ask for.